We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting on Pei Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. We learned in our Mishnah, the last line in our Mishnah on Pei Amud Beis, that Tumas HaTahoyim Nitma Tumas HaTahoyim Matzitz Meratza, that if someone became Tumah from a Tumas HaTahoyim, which means a Tumah that's covered, or we don't know about, the Halach is the Tzitz Meratza. And we're going to learn later on today's Daf, that's a Halach L'Moshe V'Sinai by Nazir and Pesach, that this type of Tumah, the tzitz will be meratza, and it's yaitziya carbon. So the shaila is, what's called tumas tahoim? So the Gemara said, the last Gemara we learned yesterday was, it's dafka by tumas mace, do you have the heter of tumas tahoim? Only the tumah of tumas mace. But other tumas, you don't have the heter of tumas tahoim. And the last example the Gemara gave was of tumas tahoim de ziva. That if someone's a zav, the halach is a person, a man who's a zav, he has to wait shiva nekiyim before he can retire himself. And if he saw three times, he has to bring carbon, actually. And but let's say he saw two times. He only needed a shiv and a kiyam after two times. And on the seventh day, mixes yom kikuloi. But if you see that day, then you say, sir, you break up all 7 days, and you have to start again. Here, the person, the seventh day, landed on Erev Pesach. So on Erev Pesach, when he brought his carbon, he didn't know if he's going to see or not. He might not see today. Then turns out he was tar. And Lamaisi saw afterwards, which was a case where it's like a Tumas Tahoim, the halach is, he's still Tameh, because Tumas Tahoim of Ziva does not help anything. So if anything about Akasha, but Tumas Tahoim, two lines to the bottom, pay on base, but Tumas Tahoim de Ziva, loy meratza, is Tumas Tahoim of Ziva not meratza? It doesn't work, but Tai looked at Abraisa. Rav Yis Yoimer, Shemeres Yoim, Keneged Yoim, Sheshochtu Vizar Kolehu. We're talking about if a lady shechted a Karm Pesach, we know it's Tanoim. If a lady is Mechuyiv in Karm Pesach, we'll have later on in the Masechta about that. We had that before also. So what happens with Shemeres Yom Kenegi Yom? What does Shemeres Yom Kenegi Yom mean? That Midaraisa, Isha is a Nida for 7 days, and then after 7 days, she goes to the mikveh no matter what. After that, there's 11 days, which are called the Yemei Ziva. In those days, if you see one time, you call Shemeres Yom Kenegi Yom. It means you see on Tuesday, she sees Dam, she goes to the mikveh the next day, and if she doesn't see the next day, she's tar by the evening. That's called Shemeres Yom Kenegi Yom. She's 2 days, she's still Shemeres Yom. She's 3 days, she becomes a Zava Gedayla, she has to wait Shiva Nekiyim. So here, she's a Shemeres Yom Kenegi Yom, she means she saw on Tuesday, Wednesday was Erev Pesach, and they shechted the carbon for her on Wednesday. And she's going to be tar that night. But if she would see that day, it would turn out that she would be, turn out she has a Zava 2 days. So let's see what the story is. They shechted the Karm Pesach for her on the second day. And after they shechted the Karm Pesach, she saw. She can't eat the Karm Pesach, obviously, because she's tummy. Who put Tura Melasses Pesach Sheni, and she's part of bringing a Pesach Sheni. Why? Because she was Yoytzi to come Pesach. My time. What could be Pshat? Maisa, when she sees, it turns out Lama Freya, that she was Tommy now, 2 days of them. So what's Pshat? My time. Don't we say, because Tumas Tahoim, at that point, no one could have known that she was going to see. So it's Tumas Tahoim, and Meratzitzit. So it's a raya, not like the Gemara before, it says they only have Tzitz Meratzah by Tumas Meis, and not by Tumas Ziva. Amri Loi, it's not Pshat. Really, there's no such thing as Tumas Tahoim by Ziva. Why does Rav Yosi say that it's Meratzah Tzitzit? Amri Loi, because Rav Yosi Mekan Lahabah Metama. He holds that when you're Shmeres Yoim, it's Mekan Lahabah. It doesn't mitztaref with the Riyah before, it's a new Riyah. Since you had a Mixas Yoim already of the second day, so now it's a new Riyah. And the Gemara later on will ask, then how's that possible to have a Zava Gedayla then, if it's a new Riyah? But we're saying here that a Shemeres Yoim that sees on the second day has nothing to do with the first one. It's a new Riyah. It's from Mekan Lahabah. She's not Tommy. She wasn't Tommy the whole day, Taka. She was Taka, wasn't Tommy. Mekan Lahabah Metam. And that's why you had to come Pesach. But in fact, the Gemara Tanya, Reis Yoim, Zav, I'm bringing it right now like that. Well, Tanya, Reis Yoim, Zav, Baal Shtei Riyos, Shachtu, this is a Zav that saw two Riyos. That needs shiv and a kiyam but no carbon. So shachtu v'zorkul of a shvi shloi. They shechted and v'nezrika of a karm pesach on the seventh day. V'achak raw and afterwards they saw v'chein shemar shem kineged yoyim shachtu zorkul of a shvi shloi. That they did karm pesach on her second day when she's supposed to be washing that day. She didn't see that day, and she saw later on v'achak raw. So hare e lumetam mishkav moishu mafreya. Anything she said on that day, the whole day. Let's say it was Wednesday. That whole Wednesday, there's tamei. Why? Because it goes to mafreya. And still, Lumutunum last Pesach Shaini. And still, you're part of Pesach Shaini. So again, it's Shver. It got to be only one Pshat, Tumas Tahoim. Because if L'chaira was saying here that really it was referring to Braisa, that when she sees or when he sees on his last day Shimon HaKiyim, even though Mixed Yom Kikuloi, the way it works is it's Soysa the whole thing. So we were saying that no, it's not Soysa, it's V'kan La'ba. Here you see clearly that even by Shmeres Yom, it's Soysa from before. It's like you had a Riyah 2 days now, and it's even anything you touch that whole day is Tomei. So you see that Shmeres Yom is not Tam V'kan La'ba. So why you part of Pesach Sheni? Why you see a Pesach? It must be Tumas Tohaim is not Tomei. It's Sitz Meratzo. No, Amri, Mayel Mafrei, Amidrabbanon. Really, Midraisa, it's not Tomei, only Mekan Laba. And therefore, that's why Yetzir Karim Pesach. Not because of Tomei's time. The reason is because only Mekan Laba. Aye, it says, Metam Mishkan Mashal Afreya, it's only Midrabbanon. But after Gemara of Afra Beishia, also saw Metam Mafrei, Midrabbanon, it's only Midrabbanon. The Tanya, Lunterabraisa, or it means a Memra. Rabbi Eishia Eimer, Avozov Shara'a Vishvi Ishaloi, Soisa Eshalafano. Azov, that saw on his seventh day, he says to the whole Shivan Akim. That means after Mixes, even though Mixes Yom Kulay allows you to make believe your Torah, but if you see that day, it says to the whole Shivan Akim. V'amalei Rabbi Yechanan, lo yaster el yoyimai, you should only be says to one day. You should just count one more day and you're good. So Mar says, I understand you. Mamanav Shach, what's the Rabbi Yechanan? It can't be literally what he's saying, because Mamanav Shach, Ikasav l'mafrei umatamei, if he holds that when he sees on the seventh day, look at it retroactively that he saw within the seventh day, which breaks up the seventh day, I feel a coolness to. So to break up all 7 days, he's have to start again. He could solve a mekan lahaba, humatami, if he holds now to do tumma mekan lahaba, yoyimi namile nisto, you shouldn't be soysa even that day, because it's a new tumma mekan lahaba. Ela ima, you have a change of Rechon's words, lo yistar. Rabbi Yechanan argues, Rabbi Yechanan says, "There's no steer. It doesn't break up the Shivan Akim at all. It doesn't disqualify Shivan Akim at all. Not even one day." Va'amalei, and Rabbi Yechanan tells Rabbi Yechanan, "Rabbi Yosi Koyikav says, you know, Rabbi Yosi holds like you, because so what's pshat? I v'har Rabbi Yosi I'm matam mishkum mashal freya. Rabbi Yosi said, it does go to my freya. We had to learn the brisa. It goes my freya. Elav shvami no matam la freya the rabbanon." That's Rabbi Yosi is only saying there that Braisa, that's my friend, it's only Midarabanan, Shmami no, because Midaraisa, it's Taka only Mekan Lahaba. So let's just recap quickly again. That we have an idea that someone who, this is Shemeres Yom, for example, basically the day after she sees is like her Nikim. She has to be clean that day. If she's not clean that day, so there's two ways you can learn. Either if she's not clean that day, it's oikah the whole day l'mafrei, and it turns out she saw 2 days in a row. Or it's mekan lahaba. So we said that if it lands up on Erev Pesach, the Shemeres Yom, and she saw after the Pesach, the halacha is she's yoytzer mekan Pesach. So there's two reasons you can say that. Either pshat is because she holds it only mekan lahaba, it doesn't go retroactively, and then she wasn't talmid pshat mekan Pesach, or it's a tumas tahoim and it's meratza. And since we said before that tumas tahoim is not meratza by tumas ziva, so we had to say pshat and Rabbi Yosi is mekan lahaba. The brisa said that it's metam everything my friends. What do I want? So Gemara has a kasha now. Free Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi hashto am mekan lahaba metame zaden lemeis b'val mutimai. If Free Rabbi Yosi, it's always mekan lahaba. So what's the meat we have before? The brisa says that tumas time only works for mace. Because now we're saying really it would work. Tumas time would work maybe for the tumas time. It can't work for ziva anyway because it's not a gay. It's mekan lahaba. So what's it a gay? We're coming to lafuke. We can't come to exclude tumas ziva because it's not possible. Tumas Ziva to have a case of Tumas Tahoim, because in a case where you had Mixes Yom Kikuloi, then the new Riyah is Mekan Lahaba. So what was Mace coming to exclude when we said Tumas Tahoim is only by Mace? Hashtodom Mekan Lahaba Matame, Le Mace Bavala Mutimai, what's coming to exclude? Maybe Nifshet Minei, Debekoyin, Vodzuloi Tumas Tahoim. Because we said before, the only thing we think of is like this, that he coming to exclude a case where there became Tumas Sheretz. So he said, who became Tumas Sheretz? If it was the Bailim who touched the Sheretz at Erev Pesach and was saying that there, if you didn't know if he touched it, you still can't bring the carbon Pesach, no Maratza. So Mara asked, that's true. Even if he is Vade Tumas Sheretz, you could bring a carbon because we hold Sheikh Tumas Zarkin al Tumas Sheretz. You could send the carbon Pesach away to Tumas Sheretz. And the Gemara said, so it must be, it's the Kohen who touched it. The Vav Kohen touched it, can't do Avoida. And Kamash Lohan, that Tumas Tahim, Tzitz Meratza. So we see from there, the Gemara said, and Kamash Lohan, that Tzitz is not Meratza, it's only by Mace and not by Sheretz. So Kamash Lohan, that by a Kohen, has the idea of Tumas Tahim, upon him by Mace. That was the Gemara's Rai. Gemara had a Shaila before, Gemara started with a Shaila, is there Tumas Tahim by Kohen or not? So if we're coming to exclude Tumas Sheretz, it must be that by Kohen you have Tumas Tahim. The din of Tumas Tahim, because if not, what are we coming to exclude? It's not negated to exclude Sheretz by a person, because by him, by Bailam, because he could send it. So it must be it's coming to exclude Tumas Sheretz of a Kohen. So it must be that Kohen has the head of Tumas Sheretz. So Nifshe Meneh, the Kohen, Hutra, Tumas Tahim. Ami no, Loilam of Bailam. Uba Pesach, what's Uba Pesach? Ah, he asked me, why have to come to exclude Sheretz? Sheretz, you can send the Karm Pesach when you're Tommy Vaday. The Gemara says, no, but Ksava in Sheikh the Mazarka, not Tommy Sheretz. We hold Kodam Adi Omar, he holds this price, holds like the Mandi Omar, in Sheikh the Mazarka, not Tommy Sheretz. And you need a Miet to say that the Tumas Sheretz does not have the heter of Tumas Tahim. Like upon him, so bottom line is you only have too much time and too much space. It's coming to exclude too much sheretz. Too much sheretz, even if he touched you, he can bring Karm Pesach. No, he knows he can't bring Karm Pesach. Too much sheretz, it's coming to exclude. But my said, there, you don't have the head of too much time. So, the Gemara Vaita. El Rav Yosi, Zovah Gemur Eichem Mishkachas Law. We said a Zovah Gemur is that Isha sees 3 days in a row by her. That's when she comes to Zovah Gedela. She has to wait Shivan Nikiyim. So, the question is, how can you ever become a Zovah Gemurah? L'chaira is 3 separate days. It's 3 separate days because every Riyah is a Kan Lahaba, it's a new Riyah. It's three separate days. So how can you ever come? How has ever mitzarev to come a Zovah Gemurah? Zovah Gemurah comes Gagas Law and the Gemara b'Sheifas. She sees straight. She never stops seeing. So there's no Kan Lahaba. And like the first to speak out, you need Sheifas. You need like the end. Let's say it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. At the end of Sunday, the whole Monday, and the beginning of Tuesday, and then you'll have 3 days of Riyahs for adding these stops. So it won't be in a Kan Lahaba. That's one teretz. If by his name, you don't need that. Go into Rosh call Shnei Ben Hashmashes. You saw the 2 Ben Hashmashes. For example, she saw from Sunday before Shkia to Sunday after Shkia. And then, therefore, the day started with seeing. No mixture and Kula. You have 2 days right there. And then, on Monday night also, she saw from before Shkia to after Shkia. And she lined up seeing on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And there you have 3 days, even though Mekan La'aba, whom Mekan La'aba, this shaila is on the side that a kohen does have the heter of tumas tahayim. Boy Rav Yosef, kohen emaratze betomid. So we know that the only time we find the din of tumas tahayim, which means we'll call a suffix tumah, hidden tumah, that it's maratze that it works. The karma works. We only find it by nazir, by carbon of a nazir, and the carbon of pesach. And we also had a shaila if a kohen has the heter even by nazir pesach. It's only a heter by bialim, even a heter by kohen. This Gemara is going on the side that there is a heter kohen by Karm Pesach and Nazir of Tumas Tahayim. So the question is like this. Kohen emaratzev a tamid. A kohen that's doing a carbon tamid, and afterwards it turns out that he went over Tumas Tahayim. So hutloy Tumas Tahayim or loy? Does he have the heter of Tumas Tahayim or not? And the Gemara explains the shaila. In Timtzu loymar, kohen emaratzev a carbon is saying, if you hold that a kohen who does the carbon of Nazir and Pesach, he has the head of Tumas Tahayim. What about Tamid? Koyim Ratzva Tamid Mai. Mi Amri Nikiga Miri. Do you say when they have the Lachom Hashem Sinai of Tumas Tahayim is a Pesach by Pesach by Karm Pesach by Tamid like Miri? There's no limud by Tamid. Oy Dilma, there's no Lachom Hashem Sinai by Tamid. Oy Dilma, y'all have Tamid by Pesach. You learn out Tamid from Pesach. So the Mar answers, Amar Rava, yeah, you learn out Tamid from Karm Pesach. It's a Kav HaChaim actually. Amar Rava, Kav HaChaim. The madach by something that's not like nazir does not have a heter of tumah hutra v'tzibur. If you know about the tumah, there's no heter by a nazir, for example, of tumah hutra v'tzibur, right? So still hutloy tumah satayim. Still, you have a special heter of tumah satayim. Hidden tumah is v'ratza. But if you vaday tamei, you will know sheheter. Malkum should like Tumah Yadua, Tamid, which has a din of Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibur, so of course it has Tumas Tahayim. It's much better. Ain't a din should like Tumas Tahayim? So he wants a Kavachayim where Tamid should have the heter of Hidden Tumah. Why? Because it even has a heter certain times of Tumah Yadua, Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibur. So Gemara answers to that, Omri, You can't make kavachayim from a lachom Meshuvah Sinai. When you have a lachom Meshuvah Sinai, you can't make kavachayim from that. It's the first of Brisa. V'tanya, Omalei Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, Etzim Kesera Halacha, Revius Dam Kavachayim. The Gemara there was handling that if you touch an Etzim Kesera, the shaila is a nazir. If a nazir touches an etzem kaser, which means a little bone the size of a barley, is he break up his naziris? So it says there, the Lach Meshuvah Sinai, that etzem kaser makes a person nazir break up his tumah. What about revius dam? There's no Lach Meshuvah Sinai about revius dam. So more wants to kav chaimer. Madak revius dam, which is with tamas someone in the oil, and etzem kaser not. So madak etzem is not with tamas someone in the oil. Still, if a nazir touches it, he breaks up his naziris, revius dam, which is a tam of someone in an oil. So of course it has a din of touching it. So the Rabbi Leah's answer to Rabbi Kiva, no. Etzav kesari is a halacha l'mesh v'sina. Revius dam kavachayim. Ve'in don't kavachayim halacha. You don't make kavachayim from halacha. You don't make that. You don't do that. You only make kavachayim for something that's a leave it, something that's clear in the Torah. Something that's a halacha v'sina, you make kavachayim. Ela marava, yalef me'adai me'adai v'pesach. You learn out, you know how you know from Talmud that is the din Tumas Tahim? You learn from Xeris Shavan that you could do. It says V'yasim Rei Shavas Pesach U'Mayadai, and also says by Talmud Tishmeru La'akriv Mayadai. V'Mayadai Mayadai Pesach. It teaches us that Talmud and Karm Pesach are the exact same thing, and they both have the heter of Tumas Tahim.